we're going to talk a little more football. On our phones now, we have the Cowboys owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
It's Craig. And we also have the Cowboys head coach with us. Good morning, Wade Phillips.
Surprise, I'm still here.
It is a bit of a surprise.
Very surprised.
We wanted to talk to both of you about the Super Bowl matchup and get your thoughts on the Cardinals and the Steelers. Jerry, how crazy does it drive you that the Cardinals, the hapless Cardinals, are going to the Super Bowl?
I'm crazier than Dina Schlosser right now.
Wow.
This is Andre Yates times 20 here. I'm wondering why I ever left the oil business, to be quite honest with you. But I don't understand how can Ken Wisenspear get that team to the Super Bowl, and I can't even seem to get a first-round playoff win.
Yeah, it is. It's a little mysterious, isn't
it? And now it seems like it can't even get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
What's going on here? That's the question I have.
Well, maybe that's a question for the head coach. Wade, would you like to address that?
Well, Jerry, the way I look at it is we almost made playoffs. I mean, we's 9-7. We weren't quite in the top 12, I guess, but I'd say we're in the top 25 in the NFL. And in college football, that's good enough to get you in a bowl game, Jerry. We should have gotten a bowl bid. In fact, you may want to be by the phone, maybe the Sun Bowl or the Weed Eater Bowl will call later today and give us a bowl bid, Jerry.
This is not comforting to me, Wade.
Well, you just got to look at things the way I do. You know, it's not all bad. If you're top 25, then, maybe you're a pretty good football team. And, hey, we almost beat these two teams, Jerry. We almost made it to the Super Bowl.
How do you get that?
Yeah, you've got to give credit to Arizona. They're a good team. They got that Kurt Warner, and they got that receiver.
Larry Fitzgerald?
Larry Fitzsimmons.
No, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, they're good, Jerry. Damn good.
Well, Jerry, we haven't heard much from you in 3 weeks since the season ended. Haven't seen you or heard you interviewed. You've been in hiding. What have you been doing?
I've had my face completely reconstructed.
Really?
Yes, it's now an exact replica of Will Smith's face. So I think Fat Cowboy fans are going to be very surprised. And I chose Will Smith because he's well-liked and he doesn't seem to receive criticism, which is what I want.
Okay, fair enough. Wade, Arizona or Pittsburgh, who do you like in the big game?
I guess the way I evaluate things, I'd have to say Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you like their defense?
No, better concessions. You know, we played in both places.
Well, that's true, yeah.
And
what an idiot.
Believe me, I sampled both food courts, but the pizza, the burgers, the hot links, and the steak on a stick at that Heinz Field, that's tough to beat now. So I'll go Pittsburgh.
Okay, yeah.
How about you, Jerry?
I have no comment. I'm so disgusted right now. I don't root for either of these teams. I root for the Cowboys and the Cowboys only.
Hmm. Well, are you so disgusted that you might consider Shanahan or Holmgren or some of these coaches that are out there?
Hey, I fired a coordinator already. I don't think I'm finished firing people yet.
Ooh, okay. That sounds like a threat.
I fired that Brian Stewart because I didn't like the way he ironed my shirts. And I fired that Pac-Man because I was afraid he'd fire back at me.
Okay, good reasons.
But I would not consider those two gentlemen you mentioned, Shanahan and Holmgren, if they wanted to be GM.
Okay, and they may very well, yeah.
But as far as coaches, you bet I'd consider them.
Okay.
Now, I know that there's been a lot of criticism about me as a GM, mm-hmm. and I want you to know that I took that criticism very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, Jerry, the owner, sat down at a local topless watering hole and had a long conversation with Jerry the GM. Just the two of them went out together. Of course, I was buying drinks for both,
and
so I got drunk really quickly and got thrown out by a bouncer for touching one of the girls. But I want you to know that it was a very productive meeting. We got to the bottom line, which is that we bonded. We realized we see eye to eye on a lot of stuff. And so I'm not firing Jerry the GM.
Okay, well, that's breaking news.
And I'm also wanted for sexual harassment charges in the red light district.
All right, well, Wade, what about this offseason? Have you already gotten to work on next year, made any big changes, doing anything differently?
Well, I got to get better. I got to get better at grilling. You know,
I kind of meant with the team.
Oh, well, no, I'm not too worried about the football. We had a winning record, didn't we? I mean, maybe we didn't. Maybe you guys in the press got better, different numbers than I did.
No, you were 9-7.
Yeah, right. I added up. We got a winning record. No, I'm more worried about grilling. I did find a new barbecue sauce, and it includes buttermilk and a hunk of cake. You ever tried that, Jerry?
No, a barbecue sauce has what in it?
Buttermilk and a hunk of cake. It don't sound good, but it is, Jerry.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
And other things I'm trying to improve in the off season. I never have been able to get fly fishing. Can y'all do that? I've been trying to get that, and I need to find me a bird dog that'll fetch.
What anything about locker room chemistry or fundamentals?
I don't know. Maybe you got different results. Last time I looked, I won 22 games in two years.
Okay, all right. Jerry, what about you? Any off-season changes besides what you told us about earlier?
Yes. I'm going to get breast implants and complete my transition. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Jerry and Wade with us again.
I'm telling you, he's going to be back. 8:46 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hey, in just a couple of weeks, it's time for...